Hallelujah. Hymn number 16 is a prayer. Hymn number 16 is a prayer. Search me, O Lord, and know my heart today. See if there be any wicked way in me, and cleanse me. Hymn number 16 in our hymn book. Everybody now, it's a prayer. Sing it prayerfully. And the song of a believer.
And my heart today. Try me, oh Savior. Know my thoughts, I pray. Wicked way in me, bless me from every sin and set me free. I praise the Lord for cleansing me from sin.
Oh yes.
Pour me thy water and make me pure within.
Oh yes.
Fill me with fire.
That's our prayer.
We are one. I born with shame. Grant my desire to magnify your name. Lord, take my life.
Oh, yes.
And make holy time. Fill my poor heart with thy great love divine.
Yes, sir.
Oh, take all my
life. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My passion self. I'm proud. I now surrender, Lord, in me.
That's our prayer. It's a prayer, it's not just a song.
Oh, Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Revival comes from me. Revival, start a walk in me.
Yes, sir.
Thou walk declares.
Yes, sir.
Thou will supply a thee.
Answered that prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just one more, hymn 239. Oh Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. That song is also not just a song but a prayer. Everybody now.
Oh Jesus,
I have
promised to serve thee to the end.
Yes, sir.
Be thou forever near me.
It's a prayer. That song is a prayer.
Oh, do save me.
Lord answer that prayer in the name of Jesus. I say, may the Lord answer that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. While we remain standing to pick our text, Matthew 16 and verse 18, we read it before we sit down. Matthew chapter 16, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, if you are there. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, and we are going to chorus it together. Let heaven hear your voice also. Let that angel standing by your side also hear you speak, if you can read. If you cannot read, then make sure you answer amen at the end. Then you'll be part of that scripture. Can we go now? Let's go. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And the church will say,
amen.
God bless you. Be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And all we try to do in this ministry, through our messages, through our sermons, whatever we do here, is just to give every one of us a bearing. A bearing. We are on a journey from earth to glory. Hallelujah. We are on a journey from earth to glory. And in this journey, hallelujah, it's the same kind of journey from Egypt, the world, to the promised land. Hallelujah. And that journey was not easy. And it's not everyone that started that made it. Hallelujah. Almost 2 million left Egypt. But in that generation that left Egypt, in that generation, only 2 made it. Out of about 2 million, only 2 made it. And so William Branham borrowed that to say that salvation is 1 in a million. Yes, now. And so, it is important you heed the advice of Apostle Peter that you should give diligence to make your calling and election sure. And while I'm speaking now, I am not just speaking to you people sitting down here. I am speaking, taking advantage of the platform God has given his children all around the world to listen to us, to preach. And I get very excited. Maybe you see flashes on the screen and you see some of our brethren overseas. I see Brother Ikechukwu Onyx all the way in America. And this morning, I particularly noted some of them. I have met them. You can see them on the screen. I see their sister Loretta is there in France. I'm seeing IK is there, and so many others. And those of you on watching us through the your Zoom, can you wave your hand? Wave your hand. Just wave your hand. Let us know you are connected. Wave your hand, Sister Loretta. I'm waiting for you to wave your hand. Wave it, wave your hand. And they are from different countries. Thank you. From all around the world. These are some of them, many more. Praise the Lord. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? Thank you. And that is them there. And there are some of you here that have come from very far places, even within Lagos. From Aja, from Badagry, from Songo, from even Ogun State. And I believe that for somebody to leave that distance and come here, it's not a church he's looking for to attend. It's more than a church. And God will judge me. I have had calls to tell the ministers, told all of us that preach. I said, If we mislead the people, our punishment will be higher than that of Satan. Therefore, when we stand at this altar, we want to tell you nothing but the truth. And trusting that the Lord will unction us to say it aright. And say it in a way that we convey His purpose. So that you will be able to take a stand and take it confidently. The hour has come now where your identity now is come beyond the church you attend. Your identity now is an identity of revelation that keeps you where you should stand. That's why some people who want to use church to do politics, don't do that. A sister say she has caught the truth, but her husband has not caught it. And another one spoke to me yesterday and told me that she attends even an intermessage church. But this message became clearer through the Bright Television all the way from Taraba State. And she says, when she goes there now, her spirit is no more there. But she has to keep going because of marriage. And I told her, it's not just because of marriage, it's evidence of maturity. Revelation, salvation is about a relationship between you and God. Take note of that, not the group you belong. The group you belong will form itself naturally. For birds of the same feather, they do what? So it's not something will attract me to you, attract you to me. If not, it's very easy. You'll be stumbled very easy. In this journey, there is a race I must run. There is a victory to be won.
Oh, give me power.
Every hour. So when we preach here, what is in my heart is to let somebody stand and take a stand for the gospel. And I'm happy at the response. I am so happy, so excited at the response. When on Friday afternoon, I went for a program somewhere along Badagry Road today, an intermessage gathering. I was sharing this with you last night, a Friday night. And I met a young man who came to me. I'm praising God that he can see me face to face. And he's among the pastors that were also invited there from different churches all around Nigeria. And I think somebody also came from Cameroon or so. That are in this present truth, as we call ourselves. And he told me, he said, "Sir, I'm meeting you for the first time, but you are the one that brought me out of denomination." Hallelujah. He said that in his state, I think he came from somewhere in the east or so, that he was the secretary of the PFN. And that he first heard about me from the president himself of the PFN. That he first heard that name, and that the man was talking one time and he mentioned my name to their meeting. And so he called the name and met him to ask him, "Who is that man you are talking and making reference to him?" And he told him about the Bright TV, and he went and bought the decoder. And he was telling me that is how he had the truth and resigned first. Hallelujah. And resigned first. And then, after gradually, he also left the church. And now, embraced this present truth. I don't know him. I don't know how he came across it. Hallelujah. We are just throwing the word and believing that it will go and look for the elect wherever they are. Praise the Lord. When he told me, he said, sir, they are all hearing you. That was a statement that caught my attention. But as the way you were there, you were hearing him. We went together with you. He said, sir, he said, all of them are listening to you. He said, many of them are taking correction. He said, many of them are correcting so many things. I still repeat, did you hear too much of Valentine again from churches? Is there any other channel that spoke against Valentine? We are the only ones. Hallelujah. So we say it. Our eyes of understanding God has opened. It should make us take a stand. So I am not trying to teach you to prove here whether I know Bible more than anybody. No. There's a revival that is going on to restore the church. To restore the church. Praise the Lord. And I can say this very, very boldly. Very, very boldly. Hallelujah. That this ministry is the doing of the Lord. And if you miss this opportunity of what we are saying here to take heed, you may not have another opportunity. You may not. But may the Lord help us. And so we are looking at the topic we titled the gates of hell. And I brought it up again to help us understand how the devil is fighting every one of us. I said they are from two fronts. The gates of hell, when the church of Jesus Christ started, Christ himself, being a prophet himself, knew what the church will go through. And he spoke what the church will go through in parable. Parables, different parables. He never spoke straight. Because salvation is not for all. The mystery, salvation is a mystery. And if we agree it's a mystery, then it means there is, unless he, God, comes and unveils it for you, you will never know it. And it is not unveiled to you as a church. It is unveiled to you as an individual. And so he asks, Peter, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? See, let's study the Bible so that we shall fear God. If you truly study this Bible, there are certain aspects of his dealing with the sons of men that will make you fear him. I mean, look at scriptures where he says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son for whosoever believeth. He says that God is not happy at the death of a sinner. But he desired that all should be saved. And so, it's easy to pick that and say, everybody must be saved. Everybody, salvation is for all. But then you will see scriptures like John 6 verse 44, that no man can come to Christ except the Father that sent that Jesus draw you to him. But he stood and said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to me, but you can never come unless the Father that sent him to call you, draw you to him. Oh, when you sit and meditate on such scripture, you will fear him if you are really saved. You will appreciate him. Then you can also sing the song, he loves me. I cannot tell why. Because why did he save me? Draw me to Christ and did not draw my Elijah, senior brother. And he died, Elijah. So, is there anything I've done better than him? What did you do? For while we were yet sinners, he already paid the price on the cross of Calvary. I want you to see reason to serve God. And all this follow until another person will stumble you. Until another person will stumble you. If your pastor stumble you, it's because you have not gotten a root yet. I've not gotten a root. You're only a church member. And that's what I want to establish. If you notice, in the area we have been going in our prayer, I'm trying to bring up the people to see the power of being a son of God. I've been emphasizing it, and I'm coming in another dimension again. So it's all to give you, you know, a standing. Because what if with all these things that are happening around the world now, something happened and they refuse Christians to gather and pray? Gather as a church. You won't be a Christian again, Abby. If they can now begin to persecute us, we are running up and down. Don't gather again. And they begin to scatter us, God forbid. Then you will not, because there's no church to go now. So that means your Christianity is over. But we are preparing against such period. So arm the people with what we keep them. Anywhere they are, inside hole, they are Christians. Inside prison, inside police station, they are Christians. Serving their God. Like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's all I'm trying to achieve. That's all. Because even to know Jesus Christ, you cannot know him. Peter, you say, I am Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. That means, and he said, upon this rock of the revelation you have of who I am, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Why? Because even to know who Jesus is the Father that will reveal him to you. He said it. Okay, let's read it. Luke chapter 10 and verse 22. Luke chapter 10 and verse 22. And just preamble. So I want you to have reason to open your ears and eyes to listen to me. Luke chapter 10. See, all things are delivered to me of my Father. Jesus Christ is saying it. Hear what he's saying. And no man knoweth who the Son is. Nobody knows who the Son is. Only who? But the Father. Hallelujah. And who? No man knows who the Father of Jesus Christ is. But who? But the Son. And who? And he to whom the Son will reveal him to. Will reveal the Father. Who is the Father of Jesus Christ? It's God now. If no man knows who the Son is, only the Father. If you now, Peter, say, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God, you are correct. But you did not know this through Bible school. You don't know this through school of theology. You did not even know it by studying, by reading the Bible. Because you can be reading, and you're only reading the letter. Because it is the Spirit that giveth understanding. You have not seen where you read one scripture, you quote and quote, and all of a sudden you see another meaning inside. That is how it deals with us. And why this is important is that everybody is serving God. Everybody is serving God. But Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except by me. Any religion, therefore, that bypasses Jesus to go to God, you will never meet God. If there is anybody answering you and say, I am God, it is another God. Not the true God. It's Lucifer. Because he too is a God. It's so important, church, to catch some. I dropped some of these things for some people who are listening, you know, to just begin to think again. That the time you come to church to do somebody a favor, doing pastor a favor. So any day you like, you want to deal with the pastor, you don't go come in church again. you go change the church, you go somewhere. Then the way you are going, so I'm going. Not the church itself, I'm going. So you are going so that, so my ministry will close. Because it is because of you, God called me. My sheep hear my voice. And I'm not a pastor of goats. I'm a pastor of sheep. They say amen to whatever I say. Are they here today? Can I hear them? There's nobody saying but. Eh? Somebody sent me a text. He said, Pastor, God will judge you. You are there condemning pastors. He was so angry. And I replied him. I said, now by force, is that the only station to listen to? I said, you see, now you are the one that have problem, not me. I just switch over. Switch over to the one you like. If you fight me like this, how will you fight the Muslims? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So people have problem. If you are not comfortable with this church, get out. Nobody forced you here. If you sit down here and you are not happy, you certainly have a problem. Because you have the freedom to go. And you have the freedom to stay. Freely you come. We did not do meeting before you come. We don't need the meeting before you go. So if you are saying, I don't know why that man they talk like that. That man they talk like that. You don't like the way they talk like that. Why they can't listen to him? Every time you people condemn, are you better? Are you better? And they are sitting down here. It's evidence you are planted by your father. The devil. And what are you gaining? You are not gaining anything. Other people are listening to that same thing you are fighting and their lives are transforming. And you are there sitting and go now, you don't go. Stay now, you are not happy again, stay in. I lose you to go in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But we are eagles. Hallelujah. Where the caca is, there the eagles are gathered. Anybody can say, anyway, we will come to that. And this gate of hell is to disturb the church of Jesus Christ, like I said last week. And there are two fronts. One is to attack our peace. And that is only for those who are true believers, filled with the Holy Ghost, who have totally made up their mind to go to heaven and they have received the Holy Ghost. Church, I want to emphasize again, the criteria, the qualification to go in the rapture, first and foremost, is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That is eternal life. Man may not know, even your pastor may not know you have eternal life easily. But Satan knows every one of us. You know what? That is symbolically represented by the wedding ring. When a man sees that young, beautiful girl and sees a wedding ring, he will not approach her anymore. He knows a man has paid her price. A man is behind her. Legally, you touch her, he can kill you. And they will not charge him for murder. They will charge him for manslaughter. He slaughter man. Hallelujah. According to the laws of this country. And it is not punishable by death. Because according to the law, you provoked him into it. It is your action that generated his action. For you went before his wife and he got temporarily mad. And a madman cannot be charged for any offense. Praise the Lord. They will only take him to a psychiatric hospital. So they will only take the man inside the prison for 7 years to cool down. 7 years jail. Listen, church. Hallelujah. So it is in the spirit. When you have received the Holy Ghost, it is the token. The devil sees you, he knows who you are. I have lost this one. But you know, you can be a child of God and not know your rights. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now it has nothing to do with your salvation. That heaven you will go. You will go. But because you don't know your right, because a son is a son, a child is a child of a father. The father knows his own. Your blood is in him. His spirit is in you. You belong to him. But ignorance will make you go to these agents of Satan, commercial preachers, and tell them to help you, pay them to help you talk to your father to deliver you from the enemy. You will go to a slave to talk to your father, and you pay him to talk to your father. Ha! Hallelujah. When that slave should be coming to you to talk to your father. That slave should be coming to you to talk to your father. It is that same ignorance that is making some people go to God through the mother of Jesus. Hallelujah. They have forgotten that Jesus is the firstborn of the Father and I am the next. The Bible says so. Hallelujah. It says we are heirs and joint heirs. All that the Father gave has, he poured it on Jesus Christ. And all that is in Jesus Christ that he has, he poured it in his church. He has blessed us with all blessings. Spiritual blessings. We are in heavenly places. Oh, you don't understand. Can we just read it for emphasis? Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 2, 3. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1. Some people don't know this. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 2, 3. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. We are in heavenly places in Christ, verse 4, according as he has chosen us in Jesus Christ, in him. When? Say very loud, when? He chose you the day you gave your life to Christ? Did he choose you the day you came to the altar? He chose you when? Before the foundation of the world. That is why he chose us in him. That's why when Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross, I was nailed with him there. When he died, I died with him there. And when he resurrected, I resurrected with him. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. For in him we live and move and have our being. So how will I be in him? And then I cannot get to the Father. I have to come out of him again and go to Mother Mary to help me talk to him, to talk to the Father, when I am already in him. Oh, glory be to God. We know better. We know better. We know better. And once he catches that you're already sealed, then he will either capitalize on your ignorance, or he will set a battle against you. And every time you are a Christian, but every day is battle. Church, listen to what I am saying. If you are a true Christian, expect battle. And you claim you are a Christian and there is no battle in any area of your life, then it is either you are not yet a Christian, you are only claiming it, or Satan is still planning his own for you. And no one escapes it. Jesus did not escape it. you will not escape it. Watch all the apostles, our fathers in the faith. None of them escaped it. What makes you think you will escape it? You better prepare your mind for the worst. It is because of who you are in Him. The position He lost, you have gotten it. And so He will attack you. Take note of that. Apostle Paul said, all, not some, that shall live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. They will suffer it. If you have no testimony, only the Christians have testimonies. And the greatest testimony is that the devil fought you so that you will leave Christ, but instead you held on to Him. That is the greatest testimony. You passed the test. So you can stay and tell the devil, I know why you are doing this. You are pushing me so that I will defile myself. You are pushing me so that I will go and steal, so that I will go and lie. Then the same you again will come again and accuse me before the throne of grace so that my prayer will not be answered. Satan, you are a liar. You have just passed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so he said you should resist him. Resist him. And please, when I say Satan, don't wait to see one dark shadow with a horn, with big mouth and big ear, ugly looking creature, saying, I am Satan. I am coming. No. He did not come to Eve like that. He came through a beautiful serpent. Eloquent speaking serpent. So the person coming to you, sister, may be a gifted brother in bride assembly. So that you will know. He may even be your pastor. Somebody, you are hearing me. Never me. Can never be me. Lie, lie. Can be your pastor. Can be anybody at all. What is he? It's to spoil your testimony. And after he finished that, the same devil that pushed, Judas, to do the nonsense he did, came again with the spirit of guilt. We are finished. You have killed your Lord and Master. You have killed. You are not worthy to live. And pushed him to do worse than he even did before. And killed himself. It's the same thing he does. He's after something. To attack your peace. Every true Christian, if you commit any sin, your peace leaves you. You are there in just empty cattle. They hit you, they make noise. Satan will do like this. Empty. Praise the Lord. Somebody say it will not be my portion. I say it will not be my portion. And so it's important that you know these things. Two people brought sacrifice, Cain and Abel. One was accepted, the other one was rejected. And the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4 that Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. His own was accepted, but Cain, his own was not accepted because he did not offer it by revelation. So revelation is important. Revelation of how God works and revelation of how his enemies work. And God works through Christ and Satan works through Antichrist. Two spirits, the spirit of God and the spirit of Satan, all in the same field, in the same gathering, the same church. So that your worship of God will not be in vain. So that you will know how to confront him when you see him. For verse 19, hallelujah, of Isaiah chapter 59. Amen. It says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. This is where I am going. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him, and thou flood at the gates of hell. And Christ says that the gates of hell shall not prevail. Shall not prevail. Hallelujah. The gates of hell shall not prevail. The reason is because he has already put standards that will withstand him. And I told you, the standard includes the fivefold ministry. The standard includes the prophets, the dispensational prophets, as we saw last week. But let's go further. That the second front that he uses, we spoke a little about it last week, is the seducing spirits. The gate of hell called the seducing spirit. And I emphasize the seducing spirit is a spirit to make you not to live true to your husband, true to your wife, true to your oath, true to your vow that you have exchanged to serve God. And he uses so many areas. Hallelujah. And we looked at Revelation chapter 4, and where we saw those four beasts before the throne. And I tried to explain to you last week that Revelation chapter 4, God gave John a vision of the throne. He saw 24 elders there, and he saw also the four beasts before the throne. Then in chapter 5, we saw where the title deed of redemption, where the power was received. Remember that the payment of the price of redemption on the cross on Calvary broke the power that Satan had over the children of God. The power over us that Adam and Eve lost to Satan. Satan collected that power and has been ruling this world. But God made provision to redeem us, bring us back to him again. And he did it. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Sin separated us, and sin had to be dealt with. And that is what was settled on the cross on Calvary. And in John chapter 19, you heard him shouting, "It is finished." And he gave up the ghost. And the Bible said within those 3 days, he was not just lying down in the grave. He was going to complete the process of redemption. Because it is not only the living. There were also another group that were lying there in the grave. Still, because the proper atonement had not been done, they were under the blood for atonement, the blood of animal sacrifices. And but they were in one section of the Hades, the place of torment and the place of the paradise. And the paradise is where those who received their word for that day and followed the light for that day, from Enoch, prophet Enoch, to Noah, to all, to Abraham and all the rest that believed God at that hour, because there were always two vines. They died and they were in one section. And the Bible tells us that he now died, and for those 3 days he went to the region of the dead. He first descended. He went to hell. That hell there is Hades. And went there and collected the keys. He made an open show of Satan that kept them there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He was given the keys of hell and death. Psalm number 24. Open ye gates, all ye gates. Let's read it. And the King of glory will come in. Psalm 24. From verse 1. And who is that King of glory? The Lord mighty in battle. He said the earth is the Lord's. He can say that because he has paid the price. And the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. So Satan, never you think you can collect this war from God. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that had clean hands, listen, and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Now, this is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Now, verse 7. This, after he has established the lordship of Jesus Christ, then from verse 7, this was happening during those 3 days he was in the grave. That we were thinking he's in the grave. But he was not in the grave. He was continuing the work of redemption. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Lift up your heads! Because something was keeping them in bondage. All ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Oh, so that you will know that the enemy is overcome by what? By the blood of the Lamb. Listen, church. He is mighty in battle. The battle of what? Battle to collect us back unto himself. He did not use... out Satan. I want you to understand something. He didn't use that. What did he use? The blood. He used the blood. The weapon that he used to defeat Satan is the blood. That's another message. Praise the Lord. He is mighty in battle. He came in there by his blood, waving his blood, and Satan bowed. He shouted, "It is finished." His blood touched the earth, and there was earthquake. The blood of Jesus Christ, when he shouted, "It is finished," his blood touched the earth. That is the power that shook the graves. Hallelujah. And when, before he resurrected, because, hallelujah, listen, if you read Matthew chapter 27, you will notice something. Hallelujah. The earth shook and the graves opened, but they didn't come out yet. Take your time and read it very well. They did not come out. Just the blood just touched the earth. There was earthquake and the graves opened. Listen, it was not every grave that was open. No. It was grave of those who were in paradise. Hallelujah. And the Bible says it opened ready to come out. And then he went and collected the keys. The authority you have over the children of God has been given to me. Ayaseta, bring it. And when he collected it, he brought them out together with him. As he came out of the grave, they also came out. Hallelujah. They also came out. And it is no story. The Bible says for 40 days, they were walking on the streets of Jerusalem. One of these days, we shall walk in the streets of Lagos. Somebody. They think I am dead and gone. We will come back in the resurrection morning. When the dead in Christ shall rise. We shall rise. Oh, hallelujah. We shall rise. How can I have that confidence? I'm be living my life anyhow when there's a better hope. Better hope. Why will I be afraid to preach the truth? The worst you can do is to kill me. And who told you are killing me? When the power of life and death is in the hand of my Savior. I am saved. Whatever may be time. I am saved. Whoever may be right.
Lord, help sacrifice me.
Oh, in the hallow.
Oh,